This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
This is In the Conversation
the podcast.
We are back. We in the building
once again.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy post
post
Turkey Day.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that shit.
You so sick of what? Turkey Day?
Yeah, all that shit.
Well, hold on. Well, speaking of Thanksgiving, being thankful, having people at the table, we got one of the podcast favorites.
No doubt.
Back again. Like Young that. Norrie Davis is in the building.
Yes, woo! Sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. No Lemon doubt. Muhammad back no, in the convo.
No doubt.
I wasn't here.
In the convo.
Now, I know you weren't here.
I wasn't here last time.
Yes.
You were one of the most vocal. You were like, damn, that should sound like y'all had more fun.
Nah, man, I'll be back. Now, that was just in the convo. Now we in the conversation.
Sound like I was being replaced.
Nah. No, oh, Lord.
Nah,
never, Muhammad. Never. You were the key element.
It's a collective here.
Yes, man. Happy Thanksgiving, man. To all the listeners out there.
Yeah.
Post Thanksgiving.
How was it for you? You tired of Thanksgiving, you said?
I mean, by Friday, man, you know, I ain't want no more collard greens, mac and cheese, no more none of that.
That's
man.
A good complaint.
No, you know, it's just like you did it, you got full. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You hit it again, you know, Friday afternoon, just on the nibbles and kibbles and bits and shit. And it was done, man. I was like, yeah, I ain't need no more of that shit.
Not even 48 hours.
I don't need no more of that shit till next year.
I could dig it.
How many leftover plates you got?
Nah, maybe one or two. But, you know, again, I be trying to be heart conscious and shit.
I could dig it.
Not heart healthy because, you know what I'm saying, I still do nigga shit. But,
like what? What was the nigga shit you did?
You know,
this
fried
past?
Chicken is hard to
to shake.
Give up.
Nah, I can't get that up.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I indulge in a wing on the side of my burger every now and then.
On the side of the burger? Where you getting that combo at? That's a hell of a
that's a hell of a combo.
A wing burger combo?
You know when it's...
You get that Kennedy fried chicken
Some shit like that.
Kennedy make anything happen.
But we got a spot called Crazy, who I'm actually boycotting. But... Uh-oh. We got a spot called Crazy Fried Chicken right at the end of my block. It's kind of like a Kennedy, but it's newer. Uh-huh. It's, you know what I'm saying? They just came and, you know, they like an indie shop.
Crazy with a K?
Yeah, Crazy with a K.
And why you boycotting?
Because they don't respect the black man dollar.
Really?
Who does? I'm too woke over here.
I hear that, man.
Too
woke on that.
Because, you know, I go in there, you know, when they first came, you know, I was supporting it from the rip. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, shit, this shit is clean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The food is kind of fresh, you know.
Damn.
It ain't like Kennedy, you know what I'm saying? Like a Kennedy that been there for years and years and years. You go in there like, the grease on the window about this thick.
Right.
Yeah. Nah, that shit was new. It was clean. You know, they had, you know, like a deli got all kind of menu items and shit.
Right.
They had a whole lot of menu items. So you could get a spinach salad with some shrimp on top.
Spinach salad.
With a little bacon.
Yeah, if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm. But you fried your fried chicken?
But the thing about it was, I went in there, like the main dude who used to be in there, I guess he stopped being there at night. I guess he paid his dues, and then he had a new motherfucker in there. And I came in there, this motherfucker on the phone, you know what I'm saying, just chilling on, like, talking to his friend. And
young cat, old cat.
Young cat, then looking at you like, you know what I'm saying, what's up, man, what you want? I'm like, nigga, can you please, you know what I'm saying, listen, I just told you what I wanted. And he like, man, like brushing you off.
Like you a fiend.
Like, yeah, like, damn. Nigga, like, yeah, it's just like going in the crack spot, and the nigga's like, man, get up out of here with this bullshit. Man.
No customer
what
service,
the fuck
huh?
you want? What the fuck you want? You want a dime? Nigga, I don't take $5 bills, man. You can come back with a 20.
Damn.
Shit like that. So he was dismissive of my dollar, and I was hungry as fuck. But I had to walk out, man.
You walked out?
I had to walk out. Man. I had to. Then I, you know, I ain't been back.
Yelp? You hit that Yelp on him?
I ain't a Yelper.
You might have to go back.
I ain't no Yelper.
All that shit you was talking.
I ain't no Yelper.
You need to write you a thesis paper on your.
But I damn so in my head came up with a whole campaign that I was going.
What was the campaign?
I mean, I don't remember.
These niggas crazy.
With flyers, you know what I'm saying? Respect the community dollars type shit. I was going to go out.
That
like
shit had you on some activism.
I was tight. Tight.
That is amazing what prompts one man's activism. You know what I mean? It's, listen, as long as it kick off, huh?
Nobody said it was hunger.
Nah.
Hunger is one of the number ones to tip off some activism.
Yeah, the niggas get killed fucking around with somebody that's hungry.
Respect my dollar, too, though. Yeah,
that's the whole point, man. Don't come in here like... Like, you don't even see me. You going to just continue your conversation.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, that's disrespectful, bro.
So, damn.
You fuck with that Peaches? Peaches?
Yeah, I fuck with Peaches. We talked about Peaches a few times on
here. Yeah, I talked about I just discovered them. Peaches Hot Chicken.
I haven't had the hot chicken yet.
Ooh.
How hot is it,
me and my girl been going there a couple times. She get the hot. I get regular. I can't do hot.
Nah.
I don't understand people that eat and like that discomfort. And then I guess they get past it, and then you taste the flavor.
Right.
But I'm stuck in discomfort. Like, I can't be here right now.
I'm like,
I'm just so uncomfortable. This is pain.
I can't even taste this shit.
Something
no
that tastes so good, why is it giving me pain?
It's a thin line, though, between discomfort when there's still flavor. Like, when the shit is just, like, obnoxious.
Okay.
And it's just to blow your head off.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. Like, you know what I mean? But then there's certain hot chicken that they got the heat, but then the chicken is good. So you'll endure it. You'll sweat through it. Yeah, shit is all right. It's still got enough flavor to be like, this shit was worth it.
So what's the key? Is the key just to like build your tolerance up? Or like you just gotta beef up on that? You just gotta like, yo. Just look past it. Like on some Matrix shit. Like don't focus on the pain.
Right.
Focus on the flavor.
Right.
Not just be focusing on the pain, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like, some people just built for that shit, man.
I guess so.
Like I grew up in a house, my older sister, she just loves spicy food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, this is terrible.
Aunt. That's like my
this
aunt.
Is some buzz.
Yeah.
It's a badge. It's a little, you know what I mean? You feel good when you could, you know. You can conquer that shit, you know. It's accomplished.
I can do sriracha sauce and like Tabasco, and that's just nothing but like medium flavor.
Right,
that ain't nothing but a little speed. That's all I need. A little speed. That's it. And then I feel like I'm black.
So how?
Like, I'm black. I'm spicy chicken black when I put a little Tabasco sauce on my fried chicken.
Like I'm in
but
there.
But that shit. But people look at the bottle and be like, nigga, this ain't nothing but ketchup with spice on it.
You a green belt on the spicy chicken tip. That's where you at, nigga.
Yeah, you a green belt. Man. I probably am too. Yeah.
But Peaches Hot House, they are actually turning the smoke joint that was down Fort Greene.
That's the one on Lewis, right?
Or nah, no?
Fort Greene. I'm sorry.
Hot House is on Lewis. Then they had the smoke joint down on Fort Greene between Fulton and...
I thought the Hot House was on Tompkins.
Nah, that's the Hot House. I'm saying they had a smoke joint, The smoke joint down at Fort Greene, right across from 40 Acres. Right there, that little triangle.
So what's the smoke joint? Oh, they bought the smoke...
They already owned the smoke joint.
The one that's like on that little
triangle.
Okay.
But they're turning that into a Hot House.
Okay, though.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be two Hot Houses. The regular pizza.
So that hot chicken moving.
How
hot did your lady go on the chicken?
Went to second level hot.
That's official.
She went hot. Yeah, but like she's up there like patting her
eyes. With mascara the running and,
like,
and shit.
She went and get Vaseline, put it on her lips. She like, it's hot, it's good, but it's hot. I'm like, and I'm over eating my regular fried chicken. Like, well, you know, I hope you enjoy it. See, that look painful as fuck.
hot food is for people who is food secure. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
See, I grew up in a situation where, you know, the kitchen was closed. After you eat once, the kitchen closed to it's time to eat again. So it's kind of like food insecure a little bit. So when you eat again, you want to eat. You don't want to fucking be playing around with your senses and shit. You want to feel your belly and taste it and be good.
He said they spoil up there. Bullshit.
Yeah,
right. Acting like food going to come again.
Playing around.
Sorted flavors.
With the mother.
Eat your food and sit the hell out.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell y'all doing that spicy shit.
You know?
I fucked with that.
I want my shit to, you know what I'm saying, be good and ready to go down. Yeah, I don't need all that fighting with my food.
I'm team Muhammad on that. But I know, Lemon, I know you dabble with the spices, man. That's
I like
I
good
asking.
Hot chicken, yeah. man.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. It was cool. You know, we had a nice slow time. Good to see the family. It was really just to kick it with the family. We played Family Feud, the board game. Like we really went black family. You know what I mean? Like we played that and we played this other game, Belebrity. Y'all on Belebrity?
Nah, what's
that? Is that black celebrity?
Like yeah, right? Well,
who married this guy?
Jesse Williams. You know, he be making all the black.
Oh,
apps
Jesse Williams. Wow.
So it's on your phone. I think it's supposed to be the black version of Heads Up. You ever seen Heads Up?
Yeah, you put it on your phone, you got to get it on your forehead, yeah. and you have to guess.
So it's fire. Like, it's some black shit.
Yeah, that is some black.
And they got like various, let me show you some of the categories and shit. Yeah. The shit was fun. They got...
Any tension in the air though? Like, did it get... It always goes down with black families a little bit towards
yeah,
the
end. It get a little crazy, but then the ice broke. Cause, I mean, like the tension broke because my sister got caught cheating. She was so proud of cheating that she exposed herself. She was like, she cheated and did the wrong, like she cheated on Family Feud, Googled some shit, and then what she Googled wasn't on the board, and then she was like, damn, this is what I, and then revealed her hand, and everybody was like, ah, we laughed.
You gotta put the phones on airplane mode when you're playing. Yeah, what's the categories
but
on that,
but this shit,
though?
Celebrity, let me show you some of this shit. So, they got like, so regular shit, movies, TV shows, music, mm-hmm. sports, but then we go... It get black, HBCU, Mama Phrases.
Oh, which is, Mama Phrases.
You think it would be easy, but yeah. the shit is so specific. You've heard them, but it's hard to like describe it without saying the shit. I can
imagine like a down south mama different from a west coast mama.
Yeah,
phrases.
It's a lot of down south mama phrases.
Why? Just in vocabulary, maybe in some terms. Yeah. But. All that, you know the same shit be the same shit, no matter what the word.
It all came from one plantation.
Yeah. All roads lead to slavery.
Church, NYC, celeb couples, gentrified. Mm. Gentrified things that could have been left alone.
That's funny.
Books on the big suite.
So what was one of the...
All right, so let me... What do y'all want to do? We'll get one.
Dude,
we'll
gentrified,
do one
that should be left
gentrified
alone.
Gentrified things. So I'm going to let y'all two play. I'm going to just watch how y'all play. You know,
I don't even know what to do.
So basically, he going to put it on his forehead. He's going to put the phone on his forehead, and you're going to see some shit. Mm-hmm. You need to get him to say what's spoken on the phone without saying what you read. Mm-hmm. So it's like some, whatever that shit is.
Charades. Yeah, giving me clues.
That is, I'm going to tell y'all up front, as funny as gentrified things that could have been left alone is as a category, this shit is quite hard. So here we go. I'm going to let y'all know. Here we go. Press play. Play, yeah, get ready. Three. Hold it up. Two.
All right. So
one.
Go ahead.
Nori has it.
All right. Oh, man. The biggest place on earth.
New York City? The
biggest continent on earth.
Africa.
Okay.
Keep going. Right. Fucking just run it through.
Oh, man. Shit that motherfuckers get fucked up with every October.
Halloween.
Okay. Now, no.
My bad. Yeah, I was wrong. What was it?
Not right. You know.
The costumes. It was going to be
my bad.
No, it wasn't tough. I had you.
Let her play the round.
Friday.
Friday.
Catchphrase from Friday that never went away.
Oh, you got knocked the fuck out, man.
Come on, another one.
You got knocked the fuck out.
It has to do with a female.
And
you're giving her a greeting.
Yeah, Craig. No, mm-hmm. Shit.
She got a restaurant now in L.A.
She was a crack fiend.
She was a crack fiend.
Come on, man. Hold on.
7 seconds on
a lot of pressure. There's a lot of
crack
pressure.
Crack fiend.
I see her face. You ain't got the lie, Craig.
Two.
No, not her.
And time's
bye,
up.
Felicia.
Bye,
Felicia.
Bye, Nori. That was great.
That was good.
And that was Celebrity.
That's
through
great.
Through a podcast.
That's fun.
Look at that.
So we did that
at the dinner table.
That's fun.
It was a good time.
Man,
we had
man,
that.
I ain't go to your house.
Yeah, it was all
right.
It was all right.
I'm angry. Up in Long Island, right?
Long Island went out to Long Island. That's all right.
That's what's up. I'm sorry. I'm going to say location.
That's all right.
On the podcast.
That's just one of the homes.
That's one of the homes, my nigga. Sorry, sir. That's what's up,
anyway,
bro.
Oh, man. Well, you the man of the hour, man. We got you here. Now, let me tell you some interesting shit. Well, we'll talk about that in a second, but you're here.
Yes, sir.
Because I think the last time you were here, we were talking about the taping, the recording of your third comedy album,
yes, sir.
Too Woke,
yes,
which dropped on Black Friday,
yes, sir, cool
which
cop.
Is funny to the motherfucker.
Thank you, man.
I like the shit, man. You're always creative. I like the protection neck flip intro.
Ain't nobody catch that yet. I need to promote that a little bit more.
Nah, that was hard. That was hard. You good for Easter eggs and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Thank you,
sir. It's out in the world. How you feeling? Talk to us.
Feeling good, man. Too Woke came out Black Friday. Muhammad, you got to listen to it,
I did.
You know? You did? Oh, wow. Yeah.
We out here.
Honor, bro.
All I'm saying is
we do the knowledge.
On Three Woke, I want to be on the skits.
Yes,
I want to be a caller.
I love to hear that, man. I definitely would. Yeah, so I definitely want to make an album that's two volumes. Each volume was seven tracks, so just seven jokes. And I did an interlude and a sketch on the first track of volume two. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of it, man. I'm really proud of it. And I'm still promoting it now, like still just like putting on IG and doing other podcasts and really promoting it around New York right now.
Right.
So I'm happy to be here to bless, man. So yeah, it's on Spotify, iTunes. Leave a review and leave a review on how too woke you are, on what you too woke on.
Okay.
And it's just, it's only like 48 minutes of stand-up, baby. You know, that's all I need of your time, 48 minutes. It's not like 20 tracks of jokes. It's just 48 minutes and then out of there. You have you'll listen, have a good time, you'll laugh, and then you out of there. So really proud of the project, man. And then got the opportunity to do the album release party. Was blessed.
That shit was
for
fun.
For Lemon to come through, man. Next time I invite you, Muhammad.
No
I'm
doubt,
so
no
sorry,
doubt.
Man. I'm sorry about that. That's my bad. I got to be more vocal to you, sir. Man, I think I got to follow you on Instagram. That's number one that need to happen. That's number one that need to happen. So that's my fault. I got to find you and follow you.
No doubt. It's be like, at Mr. Muhammad.
Mr. Muhammad.
Real easy.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Across all platforms.
I always show love to Lemon. I got to show love to Mr. Muhammad. Man. No that's doubt. For sure. Equality love. So, the album's been going good, man. So just still promoting it and working on another one.
What made you do 7 and 7?
What made me do 7 and 7 is the inspiration through Kanye.
I was about to ask, was it the Kanye?
It was the Kanye. I heard Nasir's album, even Kid Cudi's album, I was like, yo, that's fire, man, because I listened to it so fast.
Right.
I was like, shit, man, I think that's what stand-up albums need, man. Let's control the content.
Right.
Let's like give people like 20 minutes of jokes and you out of there instead of like, this is a whole hour. That's hard, man. Unless it's a conversation,
right?
Like a podcast,
right?
That's great to get invited to, like to get involved in. But I was like, for stand up, I was like, oh man, let me just shorten it up and then I don't have to stretch my material out so crazy,
right?
You know, and plus, there's no rules to that, so
no
I was like,
doubt.
Yeah, let me just shorten it, boom. And then the next album, I could choose what tracks I want to do again instead of just like doing like 20 to 30 and hoping everybody listen to it and hoping one track hit. It's like, nah, man, 7, bang, done. So that, it was inspired by Kanye, and then the two volumes was inspired by Drake's latest album.
Oh, so you took inspiration from two warring factions.
That's good, that's when you study both sides.
That's some Robert Greene shit.
Hey, man, I've always been a fan of you, D, because now you know your stand-up is fire, bro, and you worked that vibe, and we always had that, and Muhammad, you know, videography, like we have that hip-hop background. That's just our soul. So I was just like, I always pull inspiration from like hip hop, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, seriously.
I appreciate you including me.
Exactly.
The Wikipedia props.
I know what the brothers are doing.
I think I know what this brother do.
I see what you've done with your kids. You're a good father.
I see what y'all doing, man.
Shit, man.
I pull inspiration from y'all, man.
Likewise, brother. I always tell you that shit, man. I think you're one of the most prolific motherfuckers of our generation, man. I tell you that,
man.
Shit, you know what I mean?
Thank you, brother. That's an honor from you.
Yeah.
So you working on the album as well, D?
I am. And we spoke about it. Yeah.
What y'all speak about?
Yes.
I was like, help me out. Talk to me as far as just the prep. As far as I'm still trying to get this venue situation together, but as far as I guess like editing, like this is your third album, so.
Yeah.
You've done it 3 times.
Yes.
What have you done differently? What has stayed the same? Like, what's the process? What's the approach? You know, just give me a little bit of insight.
Yeah.
And give a lot of this, some comedians here, you know, that want to put out albums as well.
I think I got to talk. This other comedian texted me like, yo, man, he just got a deal to do an album. He want me to, like, look it over for him and help him out. And I'm always down to help out comics with that. And like, yeah, definitely, D, like, the your album is your baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to set yourself up to win. You want to set yourself up to win. You want to get a venue that you love the vibe and you want to promote in a way where you bring your people in instead of, like, where they do TV shows, like, live studio audience. They promote it so people can come out. They really don't know what they're seeing.
Right.
You want people that's there for you. And, like, I learned it from home game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a home game. Like, you know how that is in the basketball court. When you play, man, that the people in the crowd, they got your back. Even when I went to Atlanta, saw LeBron play. Atlanta doesn't really sell out that much, but that night, like, everybody was there for LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
Even people that played on the Hawks was there for LeBron. Like, that was a home game for him, just him. That's when he was with Cleveland. That was like a year ago. I was like, yeah, man. So that's the same thing you want with your album. You want people to be there that fucks with you day ones.
Right.
And then they love that to see you rise. So they could be like, yo, I was there in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you want to have good acoustics and somebody, a label that can definitely record it, got like mics in the ceiling and definitely got your levels right. And then the rest is just have a good time. Cause like the biggest inspiration I got is like, if you listen to audio albums like Robin Harris, Bebe Kids, or Martin Lawrence Talking Shit.
That's one of
like
my
you
favorites.
Feel, me too. Like you feel like you in the fucking show. Like that shit is so fire. So I just wanted to make sure my levels was like that so people feel like they right there in the audience.
Right.
And that's the only key elements you need. And after that, it's just promotion and like, you know, let get people excited about it. They listen to it, then you just make another one.
Yeah.
Like, that's like what Jim Gaffigan do. And
he been getting it.
He been getting it, man. He like the jig up. He got like 10 albums. Yeah. He got like all albums. I'm like, so shit, I could be the black one of that. That's my goal.
Get it.
Just like, let me just keep.
I mean,
I can control it. With stand-ups, we always have to wait for like, oh, here's a special, Comedy Central, here's HBO special. Right. But like an audio album, I can make that.
You took control.
Exactly.
Proactive.
Just proactive, man. I can't just sit there just waiting. I can't do that. So it's just like, that's good, D. Like, your shit long overdue, baby. I'm waiting for that shit.
But,
yeah.
But like you
said, that Shazam joke you got? Fuck, he got a Shazam joke, y'all.
Thank you, brother.
You don't understand.
You can look it up.
Nigga.
God, what now, you say?
You said that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, for an hour, you wouldn't, you know, it would be like a podcast, you know, if it was like a podcast. But when I was listening to yours today, it was actually like a podcast because you had real personal stories.
Ah.
And while it was just you talking, I saw all the characters, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
Like when you talk about your transgender brothers,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I could see the whole shit and your mother and all that.
Yeah.
So the way that you broke it down felt more like, you know, storytelling as opposed to you just saying joke after joke and riffing on the audience and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you, sir.
So, you know, when the listeners are out there, when y'all go check it out, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's like a podcast listen. It's real good.
It means
it's easy.
A lot, man.
And it's a lot of storytelling, so it's, you know, it's not, to me, it wasn't like just listening to, I'm going to go listen to a comedy album.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I went, when I started hearing it, it was like, oh shit, this is a story, it got the skits and shit. It's like, you know, it's dope.
Fire,
and the people come to life. Like, I feel, I'm sure you've heard this before, I'm sure people feel endeared to your family, particularly your cis bro, your trans bro, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
because
that's kind of, there's been an arc.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's.
I feel like now I always got to bring him into it because, like, even people look for that.
You got to get an EP.
But,
crap.
Hold on. I definitely try to talk about his experience, my experience with him through that. Not like what he's going through, but just like how I saw it.
Right.
And I also. He enjoys it, so everything I say, I always get approval from him, and he also he loves that attention, and it also helps him to like blossom out and not be so closed off, because like he going through a lot, like transitioning like in the black community, it's hard.
Now this was, I might have missed it, but what is your bro? Is it transitioning from a woman
to a man? Yes,
okay,
sir.
Cool.
Yeah, so he's a man, right? Yeah, he's a trans man. Right now, Khalil, that's my brother. Shout out to Khalil Davis out there. And yeah, man. So, he's happy and he's doing this thing. So, like, in the home game, I talked about, like, I call him Sis Bro and how I was trying to figure it out. What does that mean?
Right.
And yeah, so I just like to take those type of topics and make it funny because it's so, like, not even untouched territory. It's like a feeling that you just have to like come from your heart. I don't, right. There's not like I can listen to a Bernie Mac and be like, oh, okay, I got inspiration on how to talk about this. Like, it's just right. like something, it's just so some original nah. shit because it's real.
Right. And it's you know real and it's right now. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And it's you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nah, that's yeah. good shit, man.
I appreciate it, y'all.
You good for that. You'll delve in. No, that's real shit. You'll delve into, you know, the vulnerability. You'll tear down some of the, you know, there's a lot of shit. I don't want to spoil the album. I just want people to really get in tune, if they're not in tune, to really fuck with Nori, a bad motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So yo, y'all should check out To lot, Work. Bro. That shit is out there. It's hard by. It's
iTunes,
a great piece of
Spotify,
work.
Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, whatever you got, it's out there. You can get it. You can get your hands on it. Appreciate y'all, man. That means a lot coming from y'all.
The Jay-Z of comedy.
Oh, let's talk about man. That. I see the headline.
I see you with the what? Rock with the rock sweater on. Right now.
With the yay. That's the yay. Oh, and the yay piece.
I see the rock joint. You know. I don't know much about
yet.
But I did see that Rockefeller. I ain't say I don't fuck with it.
There's an
up
old
on,
sweatshirt.
I ain't
concept?
Up on all of the Yay references.
In Boston?
Oh, in Boston. Okay. Yeah, I got this from Concept. This is just a warm hoodie I wear in the crib.
I wore it out.
Not that we in the crib.
Yeah. Got a big ass Jay-Z picture on the back.
Oh, where?
But, what was that? That was the Complex article.
Yeah.
On Complex, man. Yeah.
That's big. Talk about it. What does that mean, the Jay-Z of comedy? How does Jay-Z inspire you? How does that translate into your impact on the game?
Oh, man. So what it translates to me is where when I send the interview, it was like the inspiration from Jay-Z and also the other Jay, Jim Gaffigan, of like how they just have numbers of albums.
Yeah.
And like Jay got 12, right? So it's just, and then you just see how he transitions through all the albums and then, you know, the retired moment and he came back and blah, blah, blah. But I just love that he just kept pumping out his voice and where he was at a place. Mm-hmm. So I feel like as a stand-up, that's what I want to do. Like, I love doing stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I ever want to do. So I just want to like pump out at least... I want to shoot for a goal of like 10 to 12 audio albums.
Get it out there.
And where like wherever people hear about me, they could just listen to all my shit and they can get to see who I am. So that's where the inspiration of like, I guess Khalil, no, Kyle. Shout to Kyle up at Complex. He interviewed me for that and put that shit, put the article up on Black Friday. So that's where I pulled it from. Yeah, so just not saying I am Jay-Z, not at all. Just saying
that
inspired. Inspired by and like definitely want to just keep pumping out albums, man, and skits and have a good time. Definitely get Muhammad on it.
So
Bird.
Let me ask you this. Jay-Z and Jim Gaffigan, what's your favorite Jay-Z album and your favorite Jim Gaffigan album?
Ooh.
And right.
Wow. Wow. All right. Favorite Jim Gaffigan's Beyond the Pale.
Okay.
That's when he was just white as fuck. Mm-hmm. And he just goes ham on that. And his earlier album too, kinda like his what was the second one called? Ah, I forgot the name of it. I'll probably look it up. And then my favorite Jay-Z album will always be Reasonable Doubt.
Mm.
Reasonable Doubt and Blueprint. What am I missing?
Only one, brother. Only one.
Only
favorite.
one, right?
You go Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah, I'll go Reasonable Doubt.
Go Reasy Doubt.
But I enjoy all the fucking others too, man. But if I had to pick one, like to just listen over rotation, it was Reasonable Doubt reminds me of like a Nas Illmatic, where you just you get the story of where the person came from.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest is just watching them fly. But That Reasonable Doubt, man. And then the Streets is Watching movie. Oh, fucking shit. So fire. That one inspired me for Home Game. I had you in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that we did that in 2012? What was that, 2013?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Man. What were you about to say?
I was saying before you moved on, I was going to ask, who was Jim Gaffigan like?
Oh, he's a comedian.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Funny.
He's,
yeah. So talk about him, you know?
He is a comedian. A white comedian that's been in the game for over like 25, 30 years and just been pumping out albums and specials through Comedy Central, through Comedy Dynamics, all over. And he's famous for the Hot Pocket. You ever heard the Hot Pocket bit? He has like a huge Hot Pocket bit that went viral way back in the day. Okay. But what inspired me for him is how he can just take a joke and just tagged the fuck out of it. One joke, tag it. Yeah. And you're like, my dude just told about Hot Pockets for 15 minutes. Yeah. And you even realize it. And that inspired me to like, well, shit, let me see if I could talk about One Big for like 5 or 6, 7 minutes and like, and then I would cut it down because for black people, like we have a great attention
span. Enough, nigga. Yeah,
exactly. We get it. I'm your brother's gay. He's trans. We get it. What's next? So it's just like, what can I expand? So he inspires me through his writing. Like, let me expand the joke, and then let me take out the ones that hit hard, and then it's just like, boom. Then I got a chunk, and that's called a bit. This brother got bits.
Yeah,
he got bits
over some of the like the most innate, like just. Regular shit.
Regular
10 minutes on orange juice pulp.
So bits is boss.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I say beyond the pale. Like, he got Mr. Universe. He got Mr. Universe. He got Doghouse, The Last Supper. And him and his wife, like, his wife be writing with him, too.
Yeah. Like, Jeanine, right? Jeanine. Shout out to Jeanine Gaffigan.
That's fire. Economics, The Last Supper. Like, yo, my man just
they
got...
They had the Jim Gaffigan show.
Yep.
And he got just as many kids as he got out.
Obsessed.
He be in the studio.
Beyond the Pale's my shit.
Productive. Shout out to Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah. So like, 1, 2, 3, 4,
well, if his wife writing with him, shit.
You know what I mean? They in there.
So he got 11 albums. 11 albums.
Shooting and rebounding.
He would do one every 2 years. Every 2, 3 years. So the new one that just came out was Noble Ape. That's out right now.
Wow.
I'm not promoting for him, but... It's inspiration right there, man. Just like, yo, as a comedian, that's what we control.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of stand-ups, you know, we love to wait. To like for somebody to pick us up, be like, yo, I'm put you on. Right. It's like, fuck it, man. Like you said, Muhammad, just take control. I can record this, put it on Sirius or wherever it goes. And I like that Spotify profile too. That looks nice.
Official,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, like you see monthly subscribers, you see people like, oh, and you see like your albums lined up. I was like, that's fire, man. I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna aim for that.
Just
put like a whole bunch of like album pictures up there. So yeah. That's inspiring. So yeah, D, got to get your album up, fam.
Nah, you're inspiring.
Got to, bro.
Speaking of the album art, you on this latest one, I thought what was really one of the cool ways you're marketing to woke. You had a gallery release, like you had a gallery show to release the pre-release of the album.
Yeah.
And you had 12?
13
artists. Up and coming, some stat like just from you went out there, artists and illustrators that did their own take on Too Woke, and it was a gallery show.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is hard. I mean, you know, I want people to realize, you know, you definitely throw an artistic flair to it. I know you got an art background.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you approach it in a way. Where did that idea come from? And then how did you find these illustrators and artists?
That idea came from me and my girl Nash Rose. Shout out to her. She's a comedian.
She in the gym, too.
She in the gym, too, man. She's fire.
Getting rebounds. Gotta
have a black woman by your side, man. Hold you down. So she definitely helped me kick out the idea of, like, I said I wanted to do something like how Jay-Z did Picasso.
Right.
You know, like, in the art gallery, but he was rapping.
Okay.
So that inspired me. She was like, why don't you do, like, an art comedy show in the art gallery with, like, and the artist do your album cover? I was like, yeah, that's perfect. So I hit up illustrators, and I contacted about 25 to 30, and then about 13 to 12 submitted.
So did they do it, like, off the love?
Off the love. Yeah, because the love was...
Shit, like, okay, well, shout out to the love.
Yo, shout out to all the illustrators, Travis and Frank Williams Jr. and Jason. Like, I don't know all their names right now.
But you know, he love you all.
I love you all, the illustrators. So, yeah, and plus, so the whole thing about the art gallery show, art exhibit, was, like, Damien was there, Phoebe and Petey performed. And then after the art gallery show, I raffled off the pieces on the wall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, after you left, I raffled it off. So, every fan there, they won a piece of the artist.
That's dope.
And then, so now on Instagram, I've just been posting each one that was submitted and just promoting the artist also. So, yeah, I just thought that'd just be a cool way so people could take a piece of the album and just have a memory, have a moment.
That's dope.
And, You killed that, man. You killed the show, man.
Everybody, I had a good time.
You performed?
I did. Hell yeah, he killed that shit.
It was fun. It was fun. It was a good time. It was a good time.
He was about to say something.
No. I was going to say, thank you, brother. I'm out here working. I'm trying to. I see you out here working. We talked about this. But anyway.
I'm not going to spoil the joke, but that Rachel Maddow joke.
Doing that real black man shit. I see
you, my nigga.
Boy, you're doing it, bro. I'm trying to be like you. I'm trying to be like you when I grow up.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's say this, though. Hold on. Shout out to brainstorming with your lady, especially when it goes right.
Yeah.
You know, because it could turn into an argument, but it's always beautiful when the partnership is productive and fruitful. Yeah. Shout out to for the women and the muses and the significant others, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to all the women in the background that don't get their shout out, man. Yeah, so I shout out Nash Rose, man. She totally helped me put that together. That's all love, man. That's baby girl right there.
Yeah,
so, and plus, I'm not no asshole, man. I can't have her read an article and be like, so word, you did all this?
Yeah, that would be wild.
Word, I did
this shit
by myself.
It's me. I put this shit together.
Nobody.
I'm the glue.
Can't have that. So, man, the art gallery is a huge success, man. And that's just going to figure out what to do for the next album, man. Just try to keep it creative and funky and have fun.
Speaking of black love, man, I saw Creed 2.
I did, too.
Did you?
I did.
And this is what I wanted to say at the top of the shit. The last time you were here, or maybe not the last time, but... maybe the time before that, it was the Black Rocky episode. We had talked about
that's
Creed
1. That's right,
look
wow,
at this
we
shit.
Did. Look at this.
So Creed 2, I don't want to fuck it up for the people because you know I'm good for a spoiler, but we're going to try to top line it. Have you seen it at all?
Nah, we went to see Widows.
Yo, I've been trying to go see Widows. My lady been fronting it. Hold on, we're going to talk about that in 2 seconds because I've been hearing mixed reviews. Some people saying all that. Some people whatever. But hold on 1 second. We're going to get to.
I'm patient, brother.
Yeah.
Okay. We on. We got
time. I'm patient, brother.
I fucked with it. I like Creed 2.
I fucks with it too. I fuck with Creed 2. I feel like once I stopped comparing it to Ryan Coogler, and every complaint I had was just like, man, because Ryan... All right, man, Memphis, let me stop that.
Like what? What do you feel?
I like how Ryan, like, was in the ring more.
It moved around
movement,
a lot.
The movement, like, when he got knocked out, the camera fell with it.
Right.
That type of... And I love the stats.
I forget the stats.
Remember in Creed 1, like, nigga was just like, whoever want to fight, get my muscle, whoever want to fight. And then nigga was like, I'm next. And then he stopped, freeze frame.
Right. Like
KOs.
Like a video game.
And made people like, oh, this nigga coming.
Yeah.
Right?
That was stylistic,
That shit was, that flair was fire. But wasn't needed for Creed 2. So once I dismissed that idea, it was a great film, and I feel like, it moved fast.
That was probably my only fast. Both fights, if you blinked, it was like, oh shit, we going to the fight now? Like we ain't no prelim.
Yeah,
nigga.
Exactly.
It was like they talked about it in the parking lot.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding. I was like, oh, these motherfuckers is closers.
Oh shit, she mad? Oh shit, we bet. Oh, okay. So Rocky, okay. Oh, it's like, oh, okay. And then the little girl, 7 years old now, they just had the baby.
Right.
That was a joke. It's not like that, but it feels like that. Right.
It's very fast.
It moves fast.
Whoever was editing was not leaving no air in that bitch.
Do you feel like the script writing was like, I mean, it's a typical boxing movie. Like you saw, you knew what was coming.
Right.
But you still enjoy it coming.
Oh, you knew.
You know what
you
I'm saying?
You knew what was going to happen because you didn't come here and pay all this money to see, you know what I mean?
I feel like it should have been like a little bit more surprise of a twist where like Creed 1, like I ain't see Rocky having cancer. Right, like Creed 1, remember that having cancer and they both fighting together.
I mean,
number 2, I felt like you could see exactly what's about to
happen. Coming.
You see it all coming. You kind of see it coming. I mean, that's why I do that voice because I don't like to be shitting on shit because I understand it's hard. I understand
the reluctant
it's a lot.
Hater.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what I, you fuck
I mean, that's
with.
What you do. That's what you do. But I mean, you know. Honestly, there's so many levels to agreement, and people got to put their two cents in.
Low key.
You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm working on, like, sketches and stuff, like, there's always somebody up top, I mean, like, hey, no how disrespect. About this? I'm not trying to say it, but I'm saying, though. No.
All you had to do.
But the black love was fire, Tessa.
Black love was good. It was great to see Felicia Rashad, ooh, you know, shine it again, yeah, you know, because the Huxtable thing kind of tainted her but for a hot second.
Nah, it didn't taint her.
Not tainted her.
I
mean, that's it, part of me, but it slowed down the residual money.
Yes. Part of me.
That, which should taint your lifestyle.
That would if I'm
used
your lifestyle.
To, if I'm used to some passive income coming,
right,
is really cramping my Nordstrom's visits.
It is.
It's interesting,
but
man.
But it felt good to see.
It didn't cramp her.
It felt good to see Felicia Rashad be Felicia Rashad again.
Yeah. You know what I mean? When I saw her, I had no correlation to Cosby, nothing like that. I was just like, she's a mama right there that's like, want to make sure her baby is right.
Yeah,
but I fucks with Creed too.
I thought, man. Yeah. What else?
I went back. Did you like go? I watched it. Then I went back and saw Creed 1, and I started from Rocky 1 all the way to 5.
Damn.
Oh shit! I
binge watched. Yeah, I'm not from Philly. My girl never saw the other Rockies, so I was like, I'll watch it with you. It was just interesting to see the arc of everything, and like before Creed, like, it's a huge age gap. Like Creed. No, Rocky. Apollo fought in the 70s. So right. His son should be 49. Right. I want to spoil that for everybody, right. But Apollo was like fight, like Rocky 2 was like 78, right. And then it was like 80 was Rocky 3.
It wasn't 78.
Well, it was.
Yes,
it was 70,
Rocky
it was
1
70s.
Was like 70s,
I'm
fam.
Talking about Rocky. Which one was Club of Lane?
3. Maybe it's 3 or 4.
3 or something with Mr. T.
3.
Yeah, 3.
That was my
three.
Last Rocky.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That was the
that
70s.
Wasn't the
so
70s.
Apollo died 3. Apollo died number 3. No, number 4 with Ivan, right? And that was the 80s, like early 80s. So
yeah.
So if you had that baby, Creed,
right,
and it had to be like 77, he was cheating on his wife.
Rocky 3 was 82.
Rocky 3 was 82?
Yeah.
All right, Rocky 3 was 82. Then
and then he died, Rocky 4.
Rocky 4 was 81.
Did they ever show him have a baby?
No, they never show him have
so
the baby.
So it could have potentially been around 82? Rocky 4 when he had that. All
right, so that's still like 85.
When is Rocky 4? Hold on, let's look up
so
Rocky
So a nigga 30. He should be like 30. Creed should be
how
like...
How old's Creed in the movie? It's about 30, right? Or it's 20 or something?
No, I think he's like younger.
So Rocky 4 was 85.
85.
So potentially...
All right.
He could have got his woman pregnant in 85.
He could be my age, 35.
And young Apollo could have came out 86.
35-year-old boxers don't be boxing like Creed, fam.
Well, hey, listen, man.
I'm just saying.
Was it 2018 in the movie?
Right, it might have been.
It might have been 2015.
They did have two. They did have Crime Mob on the soundtrack, you know, so maybe it was some old shit.
It was the 90s. It was 2001.
Man.
That Philly cheesesteak spot just opened up.
Right.
You know.
Brand new.
I'm just saying that was just a little, the storyline.
There was a few leaps of faith.
Yeah, exactly. But other than, it's just funny to me once you like, it's just an observation I saw. It's nothing to... Bring it down.
Rocky's like like your punch drunk conscience,
bro.
You know, they come in at the right time and hit you with a gem.
Ooh, and he was nothing but gems in those Creeds,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's you know.
He always acted to the side, yo. You know, I just, hey man, hey, I'm looking at you, kid. Yeah, he got his head to the side. He's holding the hat. Like,
you always concerned for him
always.
Too. Always concerned when he was on the. Never mind. But it was a couple moments. Where I'm like. Is he about to fall out? Is this what's going to be? And then I was concerned. That's the funny shit. Like, to your point, you seen the ending from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't lie that I didn't get emotionally invested. And that's hats off to the writing. Yeah. Shout out to Cheo Hadari-Coker, who wrote on this.
Word.
Nice.
Vibe alum, Luke Cage.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, right. Notorious.
Notorious.
But
Unbelievable fire. The book, Notorious the film.
Right.
Fire.
But I found myself like when in the fights.
Yeah.
I was, oh shit, you know what I mean?
Oh like yeah, that. He's in the movie theater, hell yeah.
And I found myself concerned about Rocky climbing them tall ass steps to his house. I was like, them steps is way too tall for you to be by yourself, bro. You need, you know.
Oh man.
Get a little flat or a little ranch. Whoa. Style apartment.
or elevator.
Anyway.
Yeah, because I went back and looked at the story because I was wondering why
so you watched
Adrian, Adrian and Paulie died. And I read up on it, my girl read up on it. We both read that where they needed to give Rocky an emotional.
Paulie was 100 years old, and Rocky won. Yeah.
But he was good. He was. That's where Rocky got his consciousness from. Because fucking Mickey.
Cause I don't remember that number six. Remember that in 2006, I think it was like Rocky six. He just came
that's
back
the one
on
Antoine. Antonio Tarver. The one that was called Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa.
That shit
one.
Wasn't bad.
I gotta see it again. I gotta see it again. Not the Rocky Balboa one.
Rocky Balboa.
I saw all the way up until five. The one with he beat that kid that he in the street.
And that I don't remember that.
He fucked that dude up in the street.
How old was Rocky when he was doing that?
Bro,
he was 56.
Probably.
Yeah. So
yeah, he had to.
Creed
could
have been 35 doing what he do, man. Y'all niggas tripping. Yeah,
Creed, 47. Rocky, Michael B. Jordan is 47
Rocky
years old.
Rocky was 62 in the last Rocky.
Rocky looked animatronic in this episode. True. Yeah. This motherfucker looked like he had Chuck E. Cheese the way he moving about.
That money is holding up that face. He doing
man.
It.
Man.
That's crazy, man. Come out with one character. He's like, I'm rocking with this for the rest of my life.
Hey, man,
nigga.
But who?
I love that.
Everybody love residuals.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And you think Creed going to keep going? They talking three, right?
They talking three. I mean, fuck it. Why not?
Bring back Mr. T-son. Bring back Mr. T-son.
Just flip
have
every
plot. Apollo got a cousin.
Black Adrian come Black through. Fight Bianca.
Oh, shit.
That'd be ill. I'm not going to fucking for. I'm not going to spoil too many things.
Oh,
I will say
love,
this.
Though. The intro.
Oh, the Black Love, but I will say this.
Black Love intro? Ooh.
When I saw my man come to the ring to Jaden Smith, I was like, he's going to take it out. And I fuck with Jaden. I like that record, but it's not aggressive enough.
Yeah,
Icon?
Yeah, I'm an Icon living.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, wait a minute.
Icon living.
Yeah. Who's the music director?
That's a little testy. I'm an Icon living.
Anyway.
Hey, he's coming to the ring, pop locking
right context,
shit. Moonwalking.
Though.
Yeah, man.
That shit was hilarious.
What else is going on with you, man? What you been up to? It's the latest. In your
right,
world.
The latest right your now? World, the latest yeah. right now? Let's see, man. I'm chilling right
Beyond
now.
Beyond the obvious.
I'm out here I working with Marvel.
Oh, should I see that?
Working with Marvel. We got this segment called Let's Play on their digital platform.
Mm-hmm.
And where I just take guests and we play Spider-Man for PlayStation PS4.
Nigga, you know I tried to get that PS4 bundle, that $200 bundle.
For which game?
There's a Spider-Man bundle.
Oh,
Spider-Man bundle was $200. Bro, this is how removed I am from video games. I didn't respect it. Like, I knew the Spider-Man. I see people on the Twitter talking about how ill that Spider-Man game was. Red Dead Redemption. That's kind of what got me a little bit like, yeah, let me try to get a video game system again. Then I saw the PS4 was doing a $200 bundle.
Mm-hmm.
You get a PS4 Slim.
Yep.
The game and a controller for $200.
How many gigs, though?
I think it's 128.
120 gigs. Okay.
It's the PS4 Slim. I don't
yeah, the Slim. The Slim, the Slim don't really give you that much gigs.
So
like,
you got to
like
go pro. But see, this is the thing. I'm not a real video game.
So you just want a small spot for it, just a little small space in your
It ain't even about that.
TV.
It was more about like, how many plays am I really? Because I be fooling myself, Nori. Like, I see it. I say, oh, shit. Maybe I need to play video games.
No.
Maybe that's some shit I could use to take my
Let
mind.
Let me tell you, D, I only play that game when I'm at Marvel. I don't, and they told me, if you buy it, we'll reimburse you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm like, y'all don't really care about my career because I'll play that game and I will give up on life.
Oh, so you didn't buy it.
I played when I'm at the Marvel office.
Responsibility.
That's it. I have to because I'm that type of person that will cancel appointments. I'll text you like, yo, I ain't going to make it. Because of a video game. And I'll lie, be like, yeah, you know, I'm sick and shit.
Really?
And I'll just be sitting there trying to beat a challenge after a challenge. I'm that type of person. Yeah. I have to beat it to get through it. Like, I want to finish it. And I stopped life. Like, it's really a problem. Like, I've been like that since a kid, man. Metal Gear Solid.
Right.
Back in the day, Sonic. Ninja
what video
Turtles.
Game had you the most strung out?
Ooh, the most strung out? Oh, that Metal Gear Solid, nigga. Patriot Act.
Really?
Yeah, man.
It's somebody
Metal Gear Solid 4.
That feel that shit.
Right.
If you out there, man, you know that Metal Gear Solid, the whole franchise.
What console was that?
That's PlayStation. The whole shit. Mm. All Metal Gear Solid. The whole franchise of video game. You ever play Metal Gear Solid? He never played. Yeah,
he said,
man.
I ain't even fucking
that's,
with it. Did you beat it?
Snake.
You beat
Snake.
It? You beat it? You beat it?
No, not the latest one. I had to stop because you can make your own army base.
Okay.
In Africa, uh-huh. And then you when you fight people, you kill them. You can recruit them. You take them to sleep. You recruit them. Damn. So now they work for you.
Right.
And then I think it got to the point where somebody on the base had a virus. So now I had to figure out who had the virus, and I had to like fire them. And I was like, this is too much. I can't be doing staff management.
Damn, little like, baby just, dictator.
Nigga, it's
you
real.
Could lose focus in the video game. You supposed
so
to.
So much focus. And then it was like, and then I was too conscious for it where like there's a mission where these kids, they're part of like, they were kidnapped to like dig holes for blood diamonds. So you have to rescue them and make sure they get away from this big ass African dude.
Right.
And it's just like, so now I'm this white guy. Right. White guy snake shuffling these five white kids through mud and desert of a diamond mine.
Is white kids digging for diamonds?
No, the black African kids. Okay. And I'm the white army nigga snake.
Cutting through.
And it's just like, what type of shit is this?
Excuse me.
this is too real, man.
White savior.
What's that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and the African nigga? Like Blood Diamond, right?
Blood Diamond.
Yeah, it looked like Blood Diamond. It looked exactly like Blood Diamond. I was like, I had to stop. So that one had me strung out, and then after that, I haven't really played. Like I still got Grand Theft Auto 5 and the rapper. I never opened it.
Wow.
I never opened it. And I just went, I had to go for stand-up, bro. That's it. So you're doing the right thing.
Thank. All right.
You're doing the right thing.
Because I definitely missed it. That's what I'm saying. I thought I had time, and by the time I went to pull the trigger, them shits was nowhere to be found. Ooh. That little $200.
You like Grand Theft Auto?
I did, but I didn't get through it. Like I'm fresh. I get you
That's
know,
what I'm saying. So imagine you Spider-Man. You just swinging. Yeah. It's like freeform. That right. shit's crazy.
That's it.
Like I just like you could spend like the whole day, Muhammad, just swinging around fighting random crime. Like it'll come up on your phone, crap. And you like, oh, let me just fuck these niggas up. They trying to rob a bank.
Wait.
And then like, and then the game is like, you got the next mission. It's like, yo, fuck all that mission shit.
I'm just out here.
I'm neighborhood Spider-Man. Exactly.
And chilling.
You could do that for like a week straight.
I want to fight crime on my block.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're going to like some of the real locations in real life.
In real life.
That's dope.
On the game. So we did this selfie challenge where I would take a selfie. And like I took a selfie in the basketball courts in the Lower East Side of the hood, and then I took Spider-Man and I found the Lower East Side projects basketball court and took a selfie with him there.
Right.
And like so we did that match and play. So it was like a selfie challenge for people on Marvel they can do, like all the kids and.
What do you mean? When you say you found Spider-Man?
So Spider-Man, like it's a free roaming world. So right. I take Spider-Man and I go to the Lower East Side of Manhattan on the map.
On the game.
Uh-huh. Found the basketball court, took a selfie with the basketball court behind me, and then me and my producer physically went there to the Lower East Side and found the basketball court in the Lower East Side and matched up the selfie with me taking the selfie.
Yeah, that was hot. That was
and
dope.
that was fun as fuck, man. So we did it 3 times. Lower East Side, and then the other one was between the Brooklyn Bridge and Manhattan Bridge, and the other one was like on the side of a building. That was the joke. Like it looked like I was on but under like a fire escape, in the alley.
And my son, when he got the game, that was one of the first things he did. He found his school. On the
he found it, yeah, yo, it'd be there.
Oh, because it's fire. Like Google. Who did it? Google Maps. So like, who made
no,
the game?
No, the game that like damn, that's just well, the modern technology. Real. It's real, bro. Like,
is your house in the game?
He ain't look for a house.
He ain't let him do that. He was like, oh,
I mean,
shit.
I wasn't letting him do shit.
Did
I'm
find,
just saying
did
he
you
was
find your house on the game.
Nah, I'm Yonkers, man. They ain't go that they ain't far. Go that they don't far. It's not right at
any comedy clubs. Any comedy clubs on the game?
Good. Matter of fact, dude, that might be a good, thank you, man.
That's a good little situation.
That's a good little situation. You know, thank you, bro. I'll give you credit
thank
for that.
Thank you, bro. I pay. Listen, man, that ain't something like.
Probably try to find all the comedy clubs in there.
That'd be
dope, man. Spider-Man going in.
Do some time.
try to get 5 minutes. But yeah, that's a good one to look for. But yeah, they are really detailed on the map of on the real of New York. And it, sometimes, like, the video game New York look better than the real New York. Shit. But, you know.
You know.
So I'm working on that Marvel and then working on gonna be filming Two Dope Queens on HBO.
Yeah.
And then shooting a Comedy Central half hour, which hasn't been announced yet. So I'm snitching on myself. But you know, they don't listen to this up. They don't listen to they listen.
Yes they do.
Comedy Central,
they do. They listen to this shit. Yeah. Don't play yourself out here.
Well I mean Comedy Central, the one in in Abu Dhabi.
Sorry, we ain't bringing this one out till next year anyway.
I'm joking.
But it's dope.
So yeah, so I'm working on that, man. So yeah, everybody hit up noridavis.com, man.
There you go.
I'm out there. Right.
You want to tell us about Widows real fast?
What is Widows? What is that?
I want to see it, so don't kill me.
I'm not. I mean, you know, I'm the only one talking, so, you know, ain't much I can really say except for it's not fast.
Right.
It's definitely slow.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The action, it comes, you know.
When it comes.
Yeah, you'll get there. Spurts. Uh-huh. You'll get there, you know what I'm saying? But what I did like his techniques. He shot it. He used techniques like it was more like an indie film.
Steve McQueen.
Exactly. Okay. Steve McQueen, the techniques they used made it feel more indie as opposed to like a major motion picture, mainstream picture. So I enjoyed that about it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to spoil it and ain't nobody else seen it.
Oh, all
that,
right.
So.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Widows. Oh, Viola Davis is in it?
Yeah.
A bunch of buff. Viola Davis.
Out of Peril is in it. She's
Brian
Henry
Tyree.
Okay. Shout out to Stephen Hill. He's
Michelle
in
Rodriguez.
It.
Rodriguez. All right.
Yeah.
Is this like select theaters? Like,
that's everywhere.
No, it's everywhere. It's a major motion picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I'll check that out.
They was counting on it to be the one, but I don't think it's going to be the one.
It obviously ain't the one at the table.
No, I'm not saying. I enjoyed it.
Creed 2 was the one.
I enjoyed it. Just me. I enjoyed the shit because I liked the way they shot it, and I liked some of the techniques he used in the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
That because it wasn't, you know, just a typical movie fare.
I still want to see
it. When you fucking around with a major wide release motion picture trying to get to the get, you know, motherfuckers want that regular ass shit. They want that mainstream shit.
That Avengers.
They want some action. They don't need all that storytelling, man. They need that shit to be moving.
You ain't lying, man. That Marvel video I did, I looked on the YouTube. It got like 30K, but all the comments like, where that Avengers 4 trailer? Where that? We don't care about this nigga. Where that Avengers 4 trailer? I thought that's so funny. Like, hey, guys, did you like the video? Where's Avengers 4, fam?
Fuck all that.
Fuck all that selfie shit.
That's a certain type of person. I noticed that's a YouTube comment mindset.
That's a YouTube culture.
But it's always... Fuck what we watching now.
Yeah.
What's next?
Next, man.
Like, I bet that was cool. What's next? These niggas don't never be in the mode. Nobody appreciate what's in front of you for free on the YouTube.
You bust that down.
What's next?
If you don't get your ass out of here, man.
If you just don't enjoy
this motherfucking
video.
It cost me money to put this shit up to you for free. Enjoy.
And you screaming for the next one.
Mother of honey.
Nigga, you ungrateful mother.
You know what be dope about you? Don't make this better? Fuck out of here.
If you shut the fuck up.
Nah. Shout out to all the YouTube comments. Everybody loves it.
Shout out to the tubers. That beer is good. You right.
Fuck with it.
I fucks with it, man.
Yeah, so.
I might do one more.
You want to do one more?
Which one did you have?
I had the flat tire.
New Belgium. I mean, we talking.
New Belgium.
I went to see Pusha T last night.
What? Oh, where?
At the Irvin Plaza.
Ooh. Oh, that's
that shit was all right. Shit
he
was
don't do big events.
Irvin Plaza where the other cat got shot.
I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. I was on guard.
Oh, yeah, that's where, not Tory Lanez. Who got shot
Troy
there?
Troy Ave. Troy Ave, there's a shooting that happened with him and Taxstone was involved, but then Troy Ave's bodyguard / homie Banger was killed, and I think lady that was with Mano was killed. So, you know, some shit happened.
So two people got killed.
Two people got shot. One person died, for sure.
Oh,
one person
shit.
Got, I don't know how many other people got shot. But, and I had a friend of mine. Yeah, shout out to my man, Jason Rodriguez. He was out. He was at the show, but he was at the actual
The shootout.
So this nigga was giving me the play, but nigga, I was right here and shit. Like
I was looking down. And I was
ain't been here since such and such. You know the shit happened.
I still got the scuff on my right. Tim.
Nigga was so into the storytelling.
Oh shit!
I was like, nigga, I'm about to get away from you, my nigga. This shit, I don't want this to be a drink.
What's Irvin Plaza like? What, like 2 grand? People?
It's something like
two,
that, man. You know,
like 25. It's like Gramercy, maybe.
I don't even know capacities, but it's in that vein. It's in that vein, you know what I mean? Downstairs, right. Balcony situation.
So Pusha T, I feel like there's a whole bunch of Drake, like everybody that hate Drake, right? It's like, is that
that's what you would think? Nah, it's a lot
like
of
anti-Drake niggas.
It's a lot of cats that love coke rap,
that
also love Balenciaga. I got
two keys that I flip all the time in my Balenciaga.
Dark colors.
I be letting nigga put my shit in there.
Same. You know what I mean? Like it was definitely he has an audience. Mm. He's got a hell of an audience. And them niggas know the lyrics.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you think, this is the thing. Push it, the shit was dope. Because I fuck with the album. The album was hard. Daytona was fire.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a lyricist. So he's been putting
seven
down
tracks, baby.
Seven tracks.
I love that. Just good listen to
And niggas, word for word for word for word. My thing was, because
that's the Fresh Direct niggas, right? Niggas that work at Fresh Direct. UPS riders.
Oh, man, don't do that to them. I mean, I don't know. It might be a few of them. It might be a few of them.
You riding around, you just playing it on repeat.
I think they should be a little bit more aspirational. I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of conspicuous fashion at these shows. These niggas, if they are
now
delivery drivers, they spending that whole check.
That's what I'm saying. They spending
now, was it the the hood conspicuous, or was it like Hypebeast conspicuous?
It was a good combination of both. Mm. That's what I'm saying. It was an interesting combination of both. It was, again, like I'm saying, these niggas all, either they all got Rap Genius open, or these niggas are some rewind motherfuckers, because they know.
How many ladies?
It was decent. It was decent. It wasn't.
You'll be surprised. Pusha T got a
Pusha T.
He got some lady fans.
He's like he's kind of like the category of like, if I can go old school, probably like the Lox. Like you go to a Lox concert, you like that's
no,
all.
I don't think so. I think Pusha
it's
T.
All niggas that just got out.
Nah, I think Pusha T is a little bit more artful than you would think.
Right. Okay,
like
cool.
It's a little bit more curated, a little bit more refined. Like there's some shit. I mean, no shots at the Lox. You know the Lox do they all day, but
it's from a different era.
It's two totally different sensibilities.
Right.
Okay. He's definitely inspired by them.
Yeah.
But he like the nigga that's like inspired by that. See, it was different. Like, remember back when the grimy used to be a sensibility, an era. You know
culture.
What I mean, nigga? I'm out
culture.
Here.
Yeah.
It's
street
still
music.
Now the grimy is applied in the hustle. It's okay. Like, look, I'll do it all. You know what I mean?
Implied. It's not. You know what I'm saying? It's not executed all the way.
Okay. I'm gonna make sure my videographer's on point.
Word.
And I'm gonna make sure I'm at Barney's before the show because I need some fly shit
and
to wear.
And my memo is up to date.
And you know, Pusha, he understands that he has a hype beast contingency,
mm-hmm,
as well as a street contingency.
Okay.
Because they kind of kept him popping for a bit. Like they kind. I don't want to say like. Went in that transition when shit got kind of quiet at Jive for the clips, and they was doing the, you know, re-up gang mixtapes and shit like that.
Yeah.
Those people, those Hypebeast, those people was doing little shows at like Knitting Factory and shit like that. Like they were there for him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They ride with him.
But what I was saying, what I felt in the room was it felt like it was like a culmination. It felt not a culmination, but you could feel like you could feel some momentum in the room. Like when you were saying, oh, I replies, like it felt like I want him to have a hit. Like a full
banger.
Like a banger.
Like when it drop, it's just like
where we do more than just an exuberant head nod.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like niggas is motherfuckers getting sweaty in there.
Yeah,
that's all that's missing, cause it's there. People are poised and ready.
Yeah.
And it might have
to be. And it just never came. It was just that.
He tried one record where he sounded like Mace. He said that was the one of the goals, but I think it sounded too much like Mace. And I think some people thought he was mocking Mace.
Oh.
But other people was like, you know, whatever.
Drake freestyle? That's not the banger?
Nah, I think he kind of felt, he did a couple bars.
Or he felt bad about that because of the sun
kinda,
and everything.
You know,
and then
it's supposed to be over.
It's supposed to be over.
Everybody's supposed to be over. So you gotta, you know.
Yeah, so other than that, he don't
like Grinding was the big.
That was the big record.
Yeah,
but even that's really, I mean, that's a hit.
Yeah.
But that's a hit off the product. That's just, it's not like, this is the thing. It reminded me.
That was a long time ago.
It always reminds me back to get to the Jay-Z of comedy, mm-hmm, right? Or Jay-Z, like, you know, Jay-Z, you know, no pun intended, he's a blueprint for a lot of motherfuckers, especially street rap, right? A lot of people are inspired by, but he's like the street rapper that gets the critical acclaim, but then enjoys that commercial success.
He gonna
at
get a
the
hit.
Same time.
He gonna find a hit
for
you.
But before him was Biggie too, though. Biggie was doing that painted
right
too.
That's
that was
absolutely
like Biggie was first. You know?
Big, absolutely. Big was
like,
the
he
was. It was so. It was like he was ambidextrous.
Exactly.
With,
that was,
you know what I mean?
And that's
but
go ahead.
I'll say. But my thing is with Jay in particular, You know what I mean? And the reason that I say Jay in particular, instead of Big, Big was like the nigga that would rob you. He was the nigga that was still in the quarter. He'd stick up. Jay was the nigga that was like
always above.
I'm never even outside. Yeah, like I'm you know what I mean? No like yeah. I'm
in the jet,
see, yeah. I'm you know what I mean?
Always above you.
What'd he say? Sell it in third person?
Yeah.
I don't wanna see them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he that nigga.
Fuck him that I leave him.
Right. So boom. So but what I'm saying with the Jay-Z trajectory was it was a couple false starts when Jay was trying to get that club record. It was a Sunshine.
Yeah.
That shit was clumsy.
Oh,
it
yeah,
was a
was
few
weird.
Clumsy, but he went for it.
But he already had Ain't No Nigga, which was a
that's
hit.
That's true. That's
you know what
true.
I'm saying? But the Andy joint, though, that was the commercial hit.
Oh, but that, man. But that was what really, I think that was the one that broke him.
That was the one that took him from one platinum to five.
Right. That's where it changed for him. Then Give It To Me, which was like, that was the, okay, this nigga got hitty hits.
Yeah.
Then he was like, oh, I'm going to have some hits from now on.
So
I can do it.
He don't got nothing for the ladies? Like I guess he need that one track for the ladies.
Ladies,
right?
Let us know in the comments. We're going to find out if in the conversation got anything.
The ladies had to adapt to his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, he not finna do that record like the record Meek Mill got right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I can't see Pusha doing that.
What's that, the one with Fab?
Nah, the one... You know, the singing shit he got right now.
Meek Mill singing shit?
Yeah, you heard that shit. That shit on the radio every day.
I know Meek Mill album about to drop or something.
Meek Mill got
I thought he an activist now.
Oodles and Noodles or something?
Nah, nigga, y'all know the record, man. I'm trying
Meek
to tell
Mill
you. Hold
singing?
On.
I just know
he not
Mill
singing,
activist.
But it's some singing on the shit. It's
I
like
heard
a,
that.
You listen to it, you don't think it's him, but it's him.
I thought Meek Mill was trying to fight prison reform.
You find it. But I think people respect the fact that, you know, he's strongly in his lane and he's one of the best in his lane. But I would like to see, cause it's poised for that, like for that single where it's like, oh shit.
You got the rights to that to be playing on the probably not.
I'm about to talk over the shit. I don't even know. That.
Y'all know this shit. Y'all hear this shit every day.
Oh, Contagious.
Dangerous.
Who is that?
Meek fucking Mill and Jeremiah. It's a Meek Mill record.
Oh, no,
it's on his new album?
That.
Yes, nigga. This is Meek
Spotify
Mill.
Spotify don't have a radio. It's not like...
Turn
it's
the
not
thing
like,
where see the cover art. It's on the new album coming out.
It's not
nigga,
like...
This is brand new. This is the new shit.
Oh, I ain't hear that.
You heard this shit. It's on. They play this shit.
He really forcing it. Like, nigga, you heard. You familiar?
Nigga, they play this shit.
Nigga
said about four times. Like, no.
Nigga, you heard it.
They play that shit every six damn records on the radio.
I don't hear the radio.
Oh, shit, man.
I have Spotify.
Muhammad's been
programmed. Angie Martinez ain't on my Spotify. Listen, like, yo, this is
I drop kids off at school, so I
have heard that record before, but I don't hear it a lot. I heard a little bit, but no, I don't think I heard.
He get a lot of spins, and that's Meek Mill. And I was surprised fire. That he put out a little R&B ditty like that.
Well, Meek could do a little bit. That he know how to move from side to side. He could still be street rapper, but that's the thing. I think that's the difference. There's the aspiration in it. We from the street, but we aspiration. We want to get fly. We want to take it to the next level. We want all of the best things. We still want vision board living.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
We want Meek to win.
Speaking of which, on some other shit that you talking about. Oh, shout out to Chill Moody and West Manchild. They put out West Chili Volume 2. That shit is hard.
I gotta check that out.
That shit hard. He got a record on there. Let It Rain. That's tough. Record on there with this kid Dark Low. That's fire. And then there's this kid, this dude Benny B, Benny the Butcher, that's down with Griselda.
Mm-hmm.
He put out this record called Tanner Talk 3, but there's a record on that shit called Broken Bottles that The Alchemist did. That beat is so fucking ridiculous.
I hear that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Y'all check that out.
Check that out.
That's it for what I was mumbling about. That was just,
That's interesting, man. Pusha T.
Yeah.
I think right now it's the Travis Scott and not the Garden right now.
Speaking of which, what do you think of the Travis Scott ones?
The Travis Scott ones?
I know you got the fours, but have you seen
fours.
The ones?
I saw the ones. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with the ones like that. I'm from Yonkers, so we call them Harlems.
Okay.
Because Yonkers ain't got.
Not Air Force Ones.
No.
He's doing some Jordan Ones. Have you seen these shit?
He did some Travis Scott Ones? Oh, no. Travis Scott. I thought you were talking about the Air Force Ones.
No, I know you're talking about. No. He's doing some Travis Scott Air Jordan Ones. Basically, I'm going to show the shits to you.
Show me a picture. Yeah, no, I didn't see that. I just know the Air Force Ones and the Fours. I fuck with the Fours.
Man, this ain't what you.
And why you looking that up? The Meek Mill record was number one at radio.
All right.
This week.
I'm just letting y'all know.
Okay. I'm just letting y'all know that I ain't tripping. I never thought you were. I'm just pushing the record. This shit was number one at the record.
Oh.
He's looking at the Travis Scott.
He did the backwards.
He did the backwards swoosh, and that was it.
That shit come out.
Colorway?
Same color as the bread toe.
Black and red, but.
What you think? What are your first thoughts? Where you go?
Yeah, no, that's fire.
You say it's fire?
That's fire.
He's an artist.
You hype beast. Let me see it.
Not a hype beast. I like the art. I just like the fact that he just turned the check back. It's like, you know, like how Verge would just start writing on them shits. it's profound. It's simple. Uh-huh. That's the best design. When it's just simple and strong.
It's just a statement.
I remember taking typography class back in Pratt. Uh-huh. The typography class professor said, look, man, the best logo in the world is FedEx, man. You know, it's got that little arrow right between the X and the E right there. It's simple and powerful. I love simple and powerful.
That's a good one. Is that your favorite logo of all time?
One of my favorite logos of all time, yeah.
Where you going favorite the logo fe- of all time? FedEx. Just off the top.
Jumpman.
Wow.
And actually, the OVO owl.
Right, you said
the OVO owl. I love that shit. That's just like...
I fuck with complex logo.
Wow,
Simple and strong. Simple and strong.
I'm going to throw it back an old IBM. You know why? Because I was just thinking about it. I saw Maniac.
Con Edison.
No. When I was watching, I was looking at Maniac, the Jonah Hill, Emma Stone.
Oh, Maniac, yeah. On Netflix.
They flipped that. The IBM logo made me think about, IBM shit was just, you know, simple to play with the low lines going through.
Simple and bold.
It's tough to think. I mean, there's a lot of
Apple
great logo,
of course.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Will I buy those? I don't know. Probably not. But I like the simpleness of them. The Verge is just fire. You know, he just wrote on them and then he stitched it up. Them shit sold out so fast. I gotta get that sitcom money if I ever get a sitcom.
Which ones?
The Virgil Air Force.
The Virgil ones. Which ones you like? The original
ones?
The black Carolinas?
The black and red ones. The OG ones.
Yeah.
Those are classic. And they like $5,000 on. They like $5,000 like on Stadium Goods. I be looking on Stadium Goods and seeing what the market about.
That's crazy, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw the Union LA Jordan ones. Saw those. They flipped the old Jordans. It took like the black toes and then like an Air Force. I'll show you after the thing. They chopped it up. It's pretty ill.
I haven't really copped anything recently.
Just been
chilling.
I ain't copped too much. I like my
inventory.
I copped trying to be an investor. I copped that Supreme race car. And that shit is shitting, nigga. That remote control car. I was like, I can flip this.
Oh, no.
I was trying to flip, but I bought it to flip. And that shit is sitting. Yeah. That shit is bubbling almost below retail.
Yeah.
Supreme took a bad season. This last season, oh, God.
No, it's over because I think Supreme doing it on purpose. Like, look, y'all niggas want to keep buying this bullshit? Word. I'm going to put Supreme logo on headphones. Go ahead. Yeah, good luck. Cop it, and then the white people out there, because that's who's buying it.
Yeah,
it's the white kids. I was in Canada, and I saw the white kids out there. They had the Supreme chest pack and everything, and the Virgil sneakers. It's like it's them that be buying that shit for extra. Damn. You know,
I jumped on it too late, like Bitcoin. You know what I mean? I respected the brand for all the time, but then when I seen like the resale going crazy, I was like, well, let me jump in here. And it's been a wash. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough, nigga. I'm just trying to unload. That's the thing, man. This hype will bite you in the ass if you're not careful.
I only got like two Supreme items, and I'm proud of them. Yeah, that's it. And I wear them, and people don't even know it's Supreme. They don't even got the logo. Sometimes I feel like I play it myself. But then I'm like, you know what? Nah, it's cool.
The motherfuckers that know, they know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Send the details, man.
I'm all about that retail life. Retail price line.
I mean, shit, I'm more about that discount. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. If we could catch a, if retail, we catch a win.
Get below that.
Yeah, yeah, the box. Yeah, the reseller kind of, it fucked the game up. It's back to what you were saying about the no respect for the dollar. But see, it's from a different side because I feel like at that point, the dollar owners, they don't respect their own dollar. And the game gets so fucked up that now, like, it's like, well, how much did they spend for that?
Yeah.
And then once one motherfucker do it, they set the tone and it's like, nah, I can't do that.
Yeah, I could miss some of these shits, man.
I
remember when I used to be on all the shit, have all the Jordans up to about probably about six, right?
Mm.
And then Cross Colors came out. And I was in a bad spot in life.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. And I had to miss the Cross Colors movement.
Mm.
And after I missed Cross Colors, and then I jumped back on whatever was next after that, I was like, oh, shit, I could sit out one of these.
You realize
phases.
You could survive it.
Yeah, you could survive a phase.
How old were you when you realized that?
I was like, what was that, about 21 or some shit?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, I could miss this shit right here and come back on the next shit.
What I've been missing, that's a good thing to talk about. Like, yeah, anything you've been missing. I'm thinking about, I've been missing. Like, I guess I've been missing, like, all the new Air Maxes and maybe Nike SBs and stuff like that. Like, I just been letting, I feel like Nike be trying so hard. Like,
yeah,
I missed all the Yeezys.
Oh,
I
yeah, yeah.
Every Yeezy.
And now that they accessible.
I kind of like the Yeezys from Nike.
They accessible
the
now?
Nikes.
Yeah, they sitting now. They be sitting around. Now you kind
of
like.
Ugly ones, the ugly ones?
The white ones, the zebra ones.
The zebra ones.
I saw somebody giving away some zebras.
That's what I'm saying.
Giving them
you
away.
You don't even know if they
Instagram?
Real effect
like,
now.
As part of their little promo or some shit. I'm like, damn.
China pumping them out, man.
Yeah.
You don't even know they real effect
you
these
don't.
Days.
And it almost, that's the sad when it's like, it almost don't matter. That's when you know you're on a different side of the plane. When you like, fuck it. It is what it is. My peers don't know.
I mean, my peers definitely don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
But, I let all that go.
Yeah, I let that go. I couldn't participate. And then when the shit got political, it kind of spoiled it for me. And I was I can't. It's too much. Well, it's a lot of shit that I watch the fervor and I'm like, I can't really jump in on that. I see it. I respect it. But I don't know at what point that I realized that I could sit out. I think it was a point when, not that you ever thought it was going to be transformational, but you just realized at one point in your life, this is just a regular ass item.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's
the story, really, that's got you hyped.
Yeah, look, my boy just got them. The Concord just dropped.
Right.
He just got them.
And this is, and
that,
okay.
That sneaker action.
That's one thing there.
That's the new black man take five. That's how
hilarious
new five.
That is. First of all, I feel like I always got to re-download that shit every 2 weeks. It feels like when I go to it, they don't know who the fuck I am.
Yeah, you got to log in. Like, you got to save your password on your phone so when you log in, it has you.
Okay.
But yeah, that is our take five. I remember, like, I'm trying to figure a bit about that, but I'm like, that's the same thing, bro. Like, my grandma's like, yo, don't play these numbers.
Right.
It's the same thing with me. It's like, all right, let me see if I can get these sneakers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell my daughter, like, all right, go play my sneakers.
I do want those.
Go on the app.
I do want those. So I think, and I got the Concords, man.
When
niggas started dying for them. I never got them either,
but I feel like they were so blown out.
It was ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I don't even want them.
But it's
I feel like the breads are better.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like I'm only getting it to complete the narrative because I did get the Space Jams and I wore them one time.
I need to bring them back out.
I only wore them shits one time. I felt like these ain't for me. You know, sometimes you put them on, you're like, these ain't for me.
That's me. I'm of the older generation, so I just get shit that I know that I feel like I rock with.
Right.
Because I'm going to rock with it for a long time. Like, my breads, I've had since about five years now.
I feel like that's with me and Lemon. We got the old school mentality of a sneakerhead where we buy sneakers we wear.
Right.
We're not buying just to sell it or just to, like, be hype. We like, yo, I love, like, he got the cements on. I got the ones on because I like wearing them. I'm not going like just just wear these niggas.
I ain't got on shit. I got on my rain
shoes.
What you got? I don't know what I got.
Asics on. Asics on.
He didn't want that to be on the mic.
He didn't want to show me his feet. He's like, yo,
I know. I ain't ashamed of shit, but I ain't in that conversation.
This is for the rain.
No, I ain't in that conversation at all. I'm, you know, man.
Precipitation.
And see, for me, man, you know, I got other shit to be worried about. So,
right.
Again, I like to get shit to let motherfuckers know I still know.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying, I'm not playing in the game.
What's the last thing you think you sat out on?
I sat out on everything. I mean,
what consciously sat out? You was like, you kind of felt yourself being drawn to it, and you like, let me chill.
Nah, I sat out on everything. If I'm consciously drawn to it, then I'm going to get it. But I'm not even in that game no more. You know what I'm saying?
How old is your son?
My son is 18 in college.
Oh,
my
so
oldest.
He's like, what, a LeBron's? Like, what's he
into? Nah. He into the same the shit with everybody else into. You know, he like Jays. He like, you know, Air Max is his shit right now.
Does he go, is he like in it? Or is he
no,
like...
No, he can't be in it because then I had to pay for it.
Hilarious. Yeah, I feel that.
And then he not alone. He got two other siblings. So,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Right.
He fucked up in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Get a job.
He got to get whatever he can get on
there right
now. And then we ain't got the plug no more. We still had a plug. Like, well, he was straight for years. He still wearing shit that he got in a box from years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Money from 88.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, so... He got, you know what I mean? He got the Area 51 ones that he had on when he came home. I'm like, oh, you still got them.
Oh, the Area 51.
Those, you know what I'm saying?
Charles Barkley's
shit? Nah, they were Air Force Ones, but I think they had a Charles Barkley one that was something
like
it.
Yeah, pink and purple, right? Yeah, I got the Charles Barkley ones.
So
those are ones I wear. I was like, oh, this ain't for me.
Right. It's certain things.
I should boil them off the hype.
Yeah, no, it happened.
And put them on, you like, God damn it.
They got me.
They got me. Fuck.
Me, I just had to get certain shit in certain genres that fit. Like, you know, yesterday I had to go to Complex for me.
Uh-huh.
So I wore my breads. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
If I got to go around some, I got to go around some Margiela Balenciaga nigga.
Profiling
then I got to, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing on it, but I got some. I wear my Common Projects, which get me in the conversation. Right. I ain't out of the conversation. I ain't on all of the fly, but I'm fly enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I got shit like that. Little pieces that keep me not being like, you know what I'm saying, he got on some Cole Haans, you know what I'm saying, or some motherfucking, you know, Steve Mattins or something. I ain't got none of that.
Ooh-wee.
But so I keep, you know, a piece here and there and third where I go where I need to go.
Stay in competitive shape.
Yeah, stay in competitive shape. Stay in the mix, you know what I'm saying? You know, make a motherfucker be, oh, okay, he belong.
I see you.
I see what you doing.
Okay.
But, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got a closet full of shit to flex on niggas every day.
Right.
Man.
Oh, man.
I don't even know my closet can flex. It's just like, I'm not going to look good. I can look my style.
Right.
But yeah, there's brothers out there. Like, yeah, the closet's just.
But what I do,
City.
I invest in the talent. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully some of these cats come up and, you know what I mean, the names be something. So I get shit from, you know what I'm saying, smaller indie cats. You know what I'm saying? My man at Leisure Life keep me. You know what I'm saying? Together, you know.
Shout out to Leisure Life.
You know, if Hebrew Brantley put something on a shirt, or, you know what I'm saying, a crew neck or something, a hoodie, I grab that, you know.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? It's a conversation piece where people are like, oh, what's that?
You're a patron of the yachts, like Norbert.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, Balenciaga don't need my money. And I ain't got enough to get, I mean, shit, I don't see enough value out of a one, you know what I mean, such and such sweater.
Right.
$1,000 sweater. Yeah, right. I could have got, you know what I'm saying? Shit. I got 6'7", you know what I'm saying? Independent cat shit.
Right.
And being cool.
Yeah.
For the season.
That's a good mentality.
I mean, it's just my reality. It ain't.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? I see how niggas fall in what people say a midlife crisis.
Yeah. Mm.
I see how niggas get caught in that shit because it don't really be that you having a crisis. It really be, shit, I done spent all my last years. You know what I'm saying? Taking care of everybody else. Now everybody gone.
Right.
I'm going to get some shit that I want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wearing some jeans you shouldn't be wearing.
No, yeah. Not even that. I'm just saying, like, I can see why a nigga go get a car that's just way too wild. Because he's like, I done paid so much in tuition that, you know what I'm saying? All the cars that I wanted, I done gave to a fucking school.
It's reparation.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I gave it to your kids.
So by the time I get to it, shit, I'm going to get the shit that I want.
Yeah.
I hear that. Are you getting what you want now?
No. my first child just went to college. I still got two more behind.
You got a few years.
I got about 7 years.
All right.
What's on that? We done got all the kids in college vision board. First cop at the degrees.
First cop is the next house.
Mm.
The other house. Then, you know what I'm saying? Then whatever, you know, I gotta get then it's the wife. The wife gotta get her shit together before, you know what I'm saying? Gotta make sure she get her reparations. You know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, then I get my
but
shit.
But then after that, all of that, what's your, so you going with the house? That's your reparations?
I'm about to lace both of the houses. And then, I get the whippy whip. Whichever one that I want at that moment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Something that made me feel like, yeah, all that tuition was worth it.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? I could ride this. This is a grown man.
Finally.
I'm going to get a grown-ass man vehicle.
They recognize.
You know what I'm saying?
Get you a Denali.
And I hope I could get it before, you know what I'm saying? But
it's always on time.
Whenever it comes, it's on time because I'm going to get me a grown man vehicle.
Universe got you.
You know what I'm saying? One of them, oh, let me get out of his way ass cars.
Hello, sir.
Yeah. But it won't be a yellow Lamborghini, no shit like that. It won't be no shit like that. It'll be more.
Not in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Nigga,
them potholes,
no.
Potholes, man. You play yourself.
Hey, but it was a cat in the hood, an older dude. He's probably, you know, about to hit 60, he would pull up in the yellow Lamborghini. No, Ferrari. He'd pull up with the yellow Ferrari.
Let you know.
To the coffee shop. Can I get a latte?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He'll linger around, let you feel him for a minute.
Okay.
He'll let you feel him, you know what I'm saying? All the little independent, broke hustlers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Inspired.
Inspired and shit.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? And then he'll sip a little bit, talk to the little spring, you know, little young ladies in there, you know,
the spring chicken.
Kiki, you know what I'm saying? Then he'll go out there. You know when a nigga got a car like that, they got to let you hear.
Yeah, right.
Wake up them horses.
All noise.
And then hit it right to the red light.
And then break.
And you just be sitting there.
And then he dropped 5 miles per hour.
For the rest of the time.
He calmed the shit down for the suspension pop.
Loud ass idol.
New York only gets you a half a block of good speed before the red light catch you.
Yeah.
And before that street gets you too. Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, it's the worst.
You gotta chill out.
That is the equalizer.
The equalizer.
The equalizer on Atlantic Avenue. It's over.
New York will fuck you up,
man. Now your shit sitting next to a Camry.
Yeah, now, man. Ride that ACE.
Oh, man. Anyway, speaking of the ACE, tell the people where you're going to be in these streets.
In these streets, man. I'm out here. Check out my IG profile, Nori Davis, NoreDavis. And I will be in Washington, D.C., the Big Hunt.
Yeah.
December 27th to the 28th. And also, I'll be in Atlanta. Anybody in Atlanta, hit me up, man. January 5th at the Relapse Theater, headlining. Cop those tickets. And definitely check out Too Woke on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal. And it's everywhere
Burn
you
want to
be. Love y'all, man. Real talk.
Sure. Appreciate you, bro.
Muhammad, where you at, man?
Oh, man, shit. I'm going to be, what's that, Friday? I'm going to be in OKC. I've never been to Oklahoma. Mm.
Going to a game?
Nah. I'm going to shoot. Directing a piece out there.
Okay.
And then Saturday I'll be in Houston. So I'll be in Houston then coming back. And then it's Art Basel after that, but you know, I'll be back here talking to y'all before
that's
that.
What's up? That's what it is.
Fire.
And shit. Tonight I'm gonna be at Stand Up New York here in the city on the 8 o'clock show. Come through. Also, shit, I'm on True TV tonight, Comedy Knockout.
Hey.
We got a good show tonight.
Strong season.
Yeah, man. We got Vlad on this episode.
Oh, hey.
Vladimir, come on. Yo, Noah Gardner-Schwartz and Rabbit. What's my, Miss Pat.
Miss Pat.
On Comedy Knockout tonight on True TV, 11 p.m.
Yo, Vlad, text me back, man. Let me know what you think about Batman Ninja, nigga. Damn, you never text.
Oh, shit.
No, you worked on this season?
Not this season.
Okay,
no. Cool. I worked on it for a minute.
He been on from the old.
Yeah, he OG. OG season one.
Yeah, it is. Well, until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yeah.
We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.